Hello, this is Michael Zuber, and I wanted to thank you for choosing to spend a little time with One Rental at a Time. My life's mission is to help investors close 1 million rental properties. In order to tackle this crazy goal, I will need your help. If you like this episode or any of the content we produce, please share it on social media. If you get one of my books or perhaps one of our 500 cards, please take a selfie and tag One Rental at a Time. Now on with the show.
Over the last couple of weeks, you've seen me make content talking about you must retire early. It is something that I believe is possible. If you believe it is possible, I think there's a proven path. We have many people on this channel every week that have done it. Dion has been great at kind of setting the stage for this conversation. In fact, he has done so well, he has come up with a brand new acronym. You may be used to FIRE, Financial Independence Retire Early. That has now gone away. We are now going to talk about FINE, Financial Independent, No Excuses. And I really want to hit that no excuses because that is the key to financial independence. Dion, where is this coming from? Because you are a genius. You think on a different level. Your ability, your wavelength is just so in tune with the universe. Where did this one come from?
You have the greatest way of describing weird. I appreciate it. So there are a lot of people who are reaching financial freedom and not having excuses, right? Millennial Mike is a first responder. He works in a high cost of living area. So he says, what am I going to do? Just work for 20, 30 years in a very risky job and retire maybe with a pension? Or will I house hack in this high cost of living area and then invest at a distance? You lived in Sacramento in a high cost of living area where the numbers didn't make sense. You went 2.5 hours away, studied a market for months, lived in a spreadsheet a little too long, and then built a portfolio where the numbers did make sense. So the FINE movement, financial independence, no excuses, for me, comes from this concept. To me, it's really how YouTube works. So you and I will make a video. We're putting out content trying to say, here's how you can reach financial freedom. There's no one right way, but there's a one right way for you. And you bring in, I used to say 9 millionaires, but there's a lot more millionaires now that come on and share the paths that they used. You literally have a book, 15 Conversations with Real Estate Millionaires, all the different ways people have done it. Something from each one of those people can be used to help somebody on their financial journey. And I'll say often, I believe the average person can reach financial freedom in 10 years or less, make work completely optional, even if you're not starting from the best position.
I agree.
The thing that's missing in that kind of, like I would say, mantra that I use is they just have to stop being average.
Exactly.
Right. So we'll make a video trying to reach those people who are willing to stop being average. And the way YouTube works is it says, okay, here's the people who've subscribed to your channel. They have watched several videos. It tracks what you've watched and it shares it with them first. And so if they see the title and the thumbnail and they click through and it's got a high click-through rate, and then they watch the video, so it's got a good view duration, YouTube says, this must be good content. And they'll look at the video, and we'll just take your daily financial news as an example. It says financial news in the title. So it reaches out to other people who haven't seen your channel yet. This is how channels grow, because at some point, everyone watching this video had never heard of Michael Zuber before. That's how we found you, right? And it shares people who are looking for financial news. And there are people out there that go, oh, that's interesting. He's done some research. He's educated. He's reached financial freedom. This is information. And so you get more subscribers. And then YouTube says, oh, we shared it with that group and it seemed to go really well. So daily financial news. Oh, there are people who look on YouTube for news. So let's share that. And then you hit the people who aren't looking for financial freedom, how money works. They're just looking for news. And you start getting comments, like some of the comments we're going to go over today. Because I recently had a video that performed pretty well. I normally get 1,000 to 2,000 views in a week. This one's over 50,000 views in a week. So I'm getting the third and
new
fourth
crowd.
Wave.
Yeah.
Right? You drop the rock in the pond and the waves go out. I'm hitting the ponds of the concept of retiring early isn't even on these people's radar.
Yeah.
So we'll start with the one that popped to mind, and then I'll share. And there were several positive comments, and I really appreciate each one of those. And those are people that I will continue to try to get information to help them reach financial freedom. It is not my job, and I'll take this from the lumberjack landlord, to convince people.
Yeah.
Like Coastal Beer.
Coastal Beer. Coastal Beer, he had a comment and a half. Woo.
Would you like to read it?
I'll read it. It's this is what Millennial Mike does to me all the time. So I'm going to read this one to you. What a crock. You can't retire at all anymore. At least not the common man. Everything is too expensive now. You can't even afford to die now. Sure, some people can if they are one of the fortunate ones. Look at our homeless problem. Rent is unaffordable. Buying a house is a problem for most people now. This video is a farce.
So I love those comments. And now there were some, that comment is still up. You can see it on my video on why you need to retire early. There were some that I took out. If there were, it was just too much cuss words.
Yeah, just
calling out whatever, like
if you, yeah.
Right. But if it's something like this, where I can tell Coastal Beer is in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
Right. And I will be blunt. Speaking to Coastal Beer, your absolute failure in understanding how life works is not my problem and not why I made the video. Rent is unaffordable. Rent is more affordable than ever. You can get a remote job now and go to where rent is super cheap. You're just not willing to move. Housing is more affordable than ever. You can purchase a house for the same price today as you could in 2000. In 2000, I purchased a house for $100,000. It was in a town with one blinking red light, 6,000 people, 45-minute drive to the closest grocery store, hour and a half to the closest movie theater. It was $100,000. Now that house is in Yelm, Washington, with a Walmart, a Safeway, a movie theater, almost got a Home Depot. And the house is worth $400,000. So yeah, $400,000 is probably unaffordable for most people. But if you want to go out there and find that town with the one blinking red light, 6,000 people, 45-minute drive to groceries, no T1 internet connection, the house is $100,000. Or buy one, get one free in Gary, Indiana.
Yeah.
But I know that sounded snarky. And it was like, you left a snarky comment. You said, what a crock. This video is a farce. So
yeah.
I reserve the right to be snarky back.
There you go.
But I feel your pain. And I am making the video because maybe one day Coastal Beer is going to wake up and go, maybe that short video that was only 8 minutes long didn't have all of the information on how do you reach financial freedom. What do you need to do to actually have that be the outcome? Because there are people doing it every day.
You know, I love this fine, no excuses. That's just who I am at my core, right? I've done lots of amazing things in my life because I'm willing to outwork everyone, right? Your point about not being average. When I see comments like this, and I see them every day, this is from people that are just caught in a doom loop. And they're consuming doom. Because these words that Coastal Beer uses, in my opinion, aren't his. They are a combination of multiple doom channels that he or she is consuming over and over. And he's just repeating crap that he's heard. Here's the deal. I said this morning. This is a quote that I would love to be attributed to me. Doomers get to be right occasionally. Optimists get to be rich and happy. I'm not saying that you have to be an absolute optimist and everything is sunshine and rainbows, but being a doomer is a guaranteed way to do nothing. Right? So this guy's living in a doom loop, in my opinion.
So let me look at this next comment from Jim Lerman.
Okay.
I'm probably saying that wrong. I'm 58 with nothing saved for retirement and live on $1,200 a month when I retire at 62. I'm lucky if I get 4 to 5 hours of sleep at night because of sleep issues. I admire you and how you got there. I wish I was you in some ways, but have resigned myself to a lot in life because of early life decisions. Good for you, buddy. Stay strong. So not as snarky. So this is actually the person I'm hunting for, right? I understand you did it. I'm happy for you, Dan. Great. Congratulations. I don't see it for me because of early life decisions. I'm 58 with nothing saved for retirement. You're 58. You will be alive in 5 years. This is when you start investing like it.
Yeah, act like it, right? To your point.
Right. Old guy REI, Frank, starting close to 60 to have a better retirement. This is when you can look at house hacking. Look at moving to a lower cost of living area. What changes can you be making now? Because at 58, you are going to be in your 60s. They are going to happen.
Yeah,
I would hope to find this person and say, okay, maybe you're not going to take the next 10 years to build complete financial freedom, but what can you do that will go on top of that $1,200 a month?
No, what, I,
Agreed. I mean, one of the things that I would push baby boomers, even if you're 68, right, is look at house hacking, but rent to other boomers, right? You can get, because because I, again, have the luxury of traveling and speaking with baby boomers and even the silent generation, right, the folks in their 80s, about their regrets and about what they're doing now. And a lot of them have lost their spouse. They're single, right? They're widowers or divorced, either way, but they're lonely. Think about it, right? One of the things I talked to my mother about one time was, Mom, you got a big ass house now. What would you, I mean, just the idea of living with other 70-year-old single women and make that like your own little community and just take care of each other and have friends around every day. I mean, there's, again,
now you're old enough to remember Golden Girls, right? Like that was actually a TV theme show, right?
It was Golden Girls, absolutely. Yeah, and I love the no excuses. I mean, this individual is clearly, like you said earlier, in pain, is happy for you, but kind of feels like they're defeated. Like, oh, that's my lot in life. I'm 58. I made some stupid decisions decades ago. I'm paying the price now. Well, dude, you've got hopefully decades ahead of you. You can make new choices now. The game is not over at 58, in my opinion.
No, and this brings me to the next one here from Joe M. Side note, did you see Joe Kuhn commented on that video too?
Oh, I did.
He gave a great comment. Yes, nice. I watch his stuff because he helped me make that final flip the switch to I'm going to retire early. Because that's what his content is on. He doesn't own rentals, doesn't invest in real estate. He's the stock market buckets guy. So if you're into stock, Joe Kuhn's the way to go. But nice to see that he watched my content. Joe M. says, now this is a video on why you need to retire early, how you triple your life. You live three times the amount. He says, sounds boring. What am I supposed to do all day? This is my favorite comment. It's why I think the financial independence retire early doesn't get as much traction as it could, because so many people go, retire early. Well, what are you going to do with your time? Have a life on this planet with hundreds of countries you can go to. And yes, if you're in Europe, there are 50 countries in the United States you can go to. And each state is so different that absolutely, if you haven't explored all of them, you are missing all of the things that there are to do. When a person retires, now when somebody's working and they think, oh, if I had my time back, I'd be super bored. Okay, that person has mental issues.
Yeah,
when
I don't
you
get
retire,
it.
You will wonder how you had time to work. There is so much to do. Now, if you retire early on a super frugal, you can only eat top ramen and you can't leave the house because everything's in now. You can't do anything. But if you have,
that's why the FIRE movement doesn't work. The whole scrimp and save and live on top ramen noodles. That just sounds horrible. That's why I think the FIRE movement's wrong, and the FIND movement is what we have to talk about. Set your number.
Independence, no excuses. Once you make work optional, yeah, you can choose to work. Find a job you love where the money doesn't matter, where if the boss is somebody you can't stomach, you don't have to stay. If the coworkers are toxic, you don't have to stay. You can find the place you like to work. That's not my thing. There's enough things to do where I don't need to work. And if you have to be compensated to be somewhere, that's not your passion. That's not your purpose. You found a job you can enjoy, but it's still a job.
Totally agree.
This one doesn't seem too bad. Get out of debt and stay away from credit cards. I like to get away from credit cards. Live within your means. My wife passed away at 42 due to a brain aneurysm. I could cash in tomorrow. No guarantees. Enjoy life. Do what you like to do, even if it is laying on the couch and doing not a damn thing. Okay, so I really like this guy.
He speaks to you. He speaks Dion.
He speaks to me. I'm very sorry for what he went through, but yeah. And
the thing that I actually get from this one, and again, this is not my story, so this is definitely Coach Carson, is taking those little breaks on the journey, right? I am so broken that I kept my head down and didn't look up until I was long past freedom. Coach talks about taking a break every couple of years and taking little mini vacations. And, you know, his mini vacation was spending a year in, you know, Portugal or Spain or whatever. So again, you can really set up your life. And again, he's absolutely right. His wife unfortunately passed away at 42. I mean, it could happen to all of us. And so you've got to, that's one thing that I really take you from Coach, right? The whole enough strategy and celebrating and taking little breaks and identifying the moments. I agree with that.
I don't want to say it was hard, but I was watching the interview with you and Coach the other day. And when he was explaining, you know, he would start to do the mini trips in the month here and the month there. And just being me, it was difficult because I wanted to jump into the conversation. And yep. I wanted to go, absolutely. I was working and I did that first month in Colombia, then a month in Thailand, then 2 months in Florida. And then those couple of months told me, this is how life can be all right. the time. If you do the right things. I think this is my favorite response to this video. In the video, I say, I'm keeping this video short because most people won't click on a 2-hour video. So if you watch my live streams, they're every Tuesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Pacific. They go as long as the questions do. So they're usually a couple of hours. So I'm keeping this video short just to make this one point. And the person goes, from Regina Fisher. Oh my God, that's horrible. You didn't tell me anything. Well, that's the point of the longer videos. When we put in the how-to, we can't fit everything in an eight-minute video. Here's a good one that we can both answer, and I think we've both made dozens of videos on this. All right. So from Milkmand, and there was a reply from Toby Whitaker. What about medical? Mm-hmm. Everyone always leaves that out. No, they don't always leave that out. Not everyone. No. Look how many videos we made on medical. So, Mr. Zuber, when you retired early, how did you handle medical?
So I went out and got medical insurance. And I shopped around and I chose to stay with my provider, which was Kaiser. It's a provider in California. And I paid up to get platinum coverage for the wife and I. And that was $1,500 a month. It is not something we skip and talk about. It's something we plan for and budget for. So I spend $1,500 now, $1,650 a month on platinum health insurance. It's part of my monthly expenses.
Absolutely. So when you're working, you're paying 5 to 15% of your premium. Your employer's paying 85 to 90, whatever the math is, most of your premium. And people think, well, I have the employer there. It's not like the employer is going to jump in and pay your deductible or jump in and pay the things that go above your insurance. So there's no more safety in a job paying the premium than you paying the premium. So when we retire, you are now responsible for the premium with a caveat. If you invest in real estate, since Congress is full of people who own real estate that keep making laws that benefit people who own real estate, we have the America Cares Act or the Obamacare or whatever came out, and it's based on your income. My income for 2023 is about negative $23,000 because of depreciation and write-offs. With over $230,000 in profit. I haven't done the math yet. It's $230,000 to $250,000. Walk away from the table with over $200,000 in money, but on paper, made nothing. So my health care, while it does cost around $600 a month, is going to be free because I get all that money back at tax time. So that's how you handle health care. It is an asset for every expense. When you retire early, you want to eat. You need to make money to eat. So where does that money come from? You want to travel. Either that's paying for transit or you're owning a vehicle. You want to live somewhere. You can house hack, but you want to own your house or have that payment made as well. Every asset that you're buying to be able to retire early covers an expense.
Agreed.
Healthcare is just an expense. And there's three on a little on the lighter side from Jay Gold. One, this is the truth. Americans work too much. We need a 32-hour work week. I don't know about that. And then from Don Sullivan. Wow, if I retire, I get 15 hours a day to drink. Or I could just take on the job. What are they going to do? Fire me. I love it. Okay. Another person talking to me.
Yeah, this. Why I think the financial independence, no excuses, hits with me is I see a lot like that first guy. They're just full of excuses, but because they're caught in this doom loop. And I know Lumberjack is right. You and I are not in the convincing business. It's why I've actually said for years that you have the hardest job, right? Because you deal with the drunk idiots in the parking lot who are full of these people caught in doom loops who are so stupid or so drunk that I don't even know what they're saying. But we just keep having to show it's possible because eventually a few of those people will have a moment of clarity and go, my life doesn't have to be this way. And you're absolutely right. It doesn't have to. But I will say that if you think you can, you can. And if you think you can't, you can't. Either way, you are right.
Which brings me to Olander Castro. I think I said that right. Because there's a couple extra vowels in there. Not happening, buddy. I wish I could, but I'm 64 and I have a 16-year-old and I have less than $1 million saved. It looks like I'm going to be pushing late 70s before I can quit, just the way it is. So here's the reason why I want to talk about this comment. At 64, less than a million saved, yeah, your retirement's not going to be great. And there's not a lot of levers that you can pull between 64 and 70 to make life so much better that it's worth sacrificing the last of your go slow years.
Yep.
But you have a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
What example are you setting? And this is the caution I'm asking is, are you saying the thing like retiring or retiring early is for other people, not for people like us? I would hope you go, I made a lot of mistakes. I'm 64 with not quite a million saved. I have to work a few more years. What can we do since you're 16 to give you more options?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that comment hits because I can go back and when I was 16, I've said this before, but I'll say it here, right? I respected my father because he would say things like, I'm going to work until the day I die. I will die at work, things like that. And not knowing any different, I took that as a badge of honor because I thought he was doing it for the family. In reality, now looking at it, he was telling me that he made stupid financial decisions and had nothing saved up. And he was hoping to die at work so he wouldn't have a miserable retirement, right? He should have been, you have a, dude, 74, 74, 64. How 64. Old is this guy?
64.
Okay. With a 16-year-old. Wow. So he had a kid at 46? Yeah, six, something like that. 48? Yeah. Take your last slow years and show the 16-year-old how he could be done by 25. That should be your goal as a dad. Not indoctrinate him that, sorry, son, you're going to have to work until you're 75 like me. Flip the script. Change the next generation. Have it better for your son.
So I replied to him saying, that's why I'm making this video. I'm trying to get this information to people before it's too late. Imagine if you started when you were 40 or what information you can give to your kid. So Orlando replies with, I can't even imagine it. But when you see me in 10 years working at Walmart, Target, or Home Depot, be sure to say hi to the 75-year-old struggling employee. I'm afraid there's going to be a lot of us. There is, and we are trying to make it to where there are less.
Sure, less. Absolutely. And it's really funny. I just read an article from Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock. The CEO of BlackRock is basically saying 75 is the new 65. That is sad.
I want to say I saw that, but you said it in your daily update. So
yeah.
That's cheating when I get my information from you. Phil Marsh says, congratulations. Now, if only our politicians would take your advice.
Hey, yeah, retire early, guys. Can we stop having 80-year-olds try to run the country? That would be good.
I thought I found another good one, but it's the one I sent you because it starts with what a crock. Here we go. Modern day serfdom.
Wow.
That's the response to people saying that you can retire early. So,
wow.
Lepojadranamore, I don't know, your name is a lot of letters. Modern day serfdom. You should elaborate. I replied, what did I say? You say it like it's a bad thing. Okay.
Snarky.
Right. Living long in a nursing facility is not the goal. I need to retire as soon as possible just in case I don't have as many quality years left as I hope. I totally agree.
Exactly.
And this is back to the gentleman with the 16-year-old. A lot of people think about, well, I want to create generational wealth. If you're working until 75, you're probably not doing that. But the most important thing I think we could do for our kids is take care of our own finances so we don't become a financial burden to our kids
when
we're too old to work.
Yeah.
I think the rest are, because there was a lot of positives, and I do appreciate each and every one.
Folks,
I love the message, but it is easier said than done. Most of us can't afford to retire early. The middle class is broke.
You think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't.
And I define the difference between poor, middle class, and wealthy people isn't how much money they have, says they're broke. It isn't how much money they have or how much money they make. Poor people think the purpose of money is to buy things. So if they want more things, they work more. Middle class thinks the purpose of money is leverage. So they want a good credit score so they can get a big house and a nice car and look successful. Wealthy people understand the purpose of money is to make more money.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Deanne, we're going to keep pushing this FIND movement, financial independence, no excuses. Where can they find you and get all this great content?
You can find me right here on YouTube, Dion Talk Financial Freedom, where I do my live streams every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, like the one I'm doing today, where I'm going to react to all of these comments and probably be a little more blunt in my answers because I'm on my channel and I can irritate people.
There you go. You're amazing, man. Keep it up. Thank you so much.
Ciao.